USA Radio News.
Republican senator showing reluctance to convict President Trump in his upcoming impeachment trial. It would take 17 Republicans to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump, but CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may vote to convict. Some say holding an impeachment trial for a former president is unconstitutional and divisive. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, though, saying yesterday the trial can bring us together.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. And that is what this trial will provide.
The trial is set to start February 9th. Biden's immigration policy leading to a lawsuit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filing suit yesterday after Biden announces a 100-day stoppage of deportations. Paxton claims this will put the state's citizens and law enforcement personnel in danger. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The president targeting the poor in his latest COVID relief actions. President Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. Biden says how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves. They cannot watch people lose their jobs, and we have to act. We have to act now.
Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast yesterday. He says the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Biden says there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her. Dr. Deborah Birx tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Instead, Birx announced this week she's retiring. The full interview will air tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's governor putting a stop to vaccine tourism. Here's Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not doing vaccine tourism.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Someone in Michigan is very lucky and soon to be very rich. Just one winning ticket was sold ahead of last night's Mega Millions drawing for the $1 billion jackpot. It's the second largest Mega Millions jackpot ever and third largest in U.S. lottery history. There's no word on if the Michigan winner is a man or a woman. If the winner chooses to take his or her winnings in a lump sum, it would come to almost $740 million. Tributes continue to pour in for Hank Aaron. The death of the Baseball Hall of Famer and former all-time leader in home runs announced yesterday. He was 86. In 1974, Aaron passed Babe Ruth by hitting his 715th home run. It came off Al Downing. Downing tells the New York Times he'll always remember Aaron for his grace and dignity. A car once owned by Kobe Bryant now on the auction block. TMZ reports the 1963 Chevy Impala is expected to sell for $250,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.